Today on Press TV, Russia has criticized Ukraine over the death of dozens of pro-Moscow protesters in the southern city of Odessa. The Russian foreign ministry says it's outraged at the events. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has held an inconclusive meeting on the crisis in Ukraine. Britain's High Court has ruled that the country's detention policy in Afghanistan is unlawful. The court also said the military went, quote, beyond the legal powers available to the UK. The ruling came in relation to a case filed by a former detainee for the violation of his human rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says differences remain between the United States and Germany over Washington's spying policy. Merkel says the two sides have a few difficulties yet to overcome. But President Barack Obama says his country does not have a blanket no-spy agreement with any state. The unemployment rate in the United States dropped to a 6.3% in April, the lowest since 2008. The fall in the unemployment rate occurred because of a sharp decline in the number of people looking for jobs. And political analysts say the actual jobless rate is much higher than the official figures. The FBI director says the flow of foreign militants into Syria is increasing and poses a threat to U.S. national security. James Comey said those going to fight the Syrian government may become radicalized there. The Syrian crisis began in March 2011. A deadly car bombing has rocked Cairo, killing at least one person. The blast occurred near a metro station in the downtown area. Earlier in the day, nearly a dozen people were killed in clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces in the Egyptian capital. Venezuela says 58 foreigners have been arrested for inciting anti-government demonstrations and violence in the country. Officials say Colombians, a U.S. citizen, a Spaniard and an Arab were among those arrested. The South American nation has been gripped by a wave of violence for 3 months now. And an Iranian business delegation has held a meeting with Tunisia's Union of Industries, Trade and Handicrafts in Tunis. The expansion of bilateral economic ties was high on the agenda. A group of Tunisian businessmen also plans to visit Iran in the future to make efforts to boost ties. Those are the latest here on Press TV.